With me in the studio this morning is ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Good morning, Beth.
Morning, Jay.
Well, lots of work, big workload this time. And before we get into it, I guess the board is planning on meeting twice a month starting in August. Is that right?
That's correct. Our meetings are just, full of information, and we want to make sure we're giving every topic a correct amount of time. And so we are going to split into two board meetings beginning in August.
Okay. Well, another important thing coming up is the principal interviews for grades 6-12.
Right. At this last board meeting, the board did commit to going to a 6-12 full-time principal. And so we have some interviews coming up. We are looking at May 18th as a tentative date. And in that process, we would like to involve a variety of stakeholders, including our community members and parents. If you are interested in volunteering in this important process, please give the school a call at 387-2271, and they will help you get to me, and we can talk about whether or not you'd be a good fit for serving on those interview teams.
Okay. How many do you have? Half a dozen or so on a team? Or
We're probably looking at about 9 on each team.
Let's talk about capital plans. Lots of spending for things you need to spend, but it's all expensive.
Right. This is going to be a big capital year again as we look at our capital plan. Our phone system has really become antiquated. We can't even get replacement phones for it anymore. Mm-hmm. We're still on an analog system and need to move into a more advanced system called an IPP system. We need some roof work, which, as everybody in this area knows, on large facilities is an ongoing thing. And we would like to get the district on the Armor radio system. And all of this adds up quite heavily. We'll be spending almost $400,000 in capital type improvements. We also be looking at some technology improvements as well.
Okay. And fitness center. Some people are concerned that that might close, but it's not.
Right. With the fitness center and with the Cook County Family YMCA coming in, we will be transitioning the fitness center to the Y, probably we'll start looking at that transition beginning July 1st. Even though the facility won't be done, we'd like to transfer the management. But our hope is that we will not need to close the fitness center for any length of time. We may have to house it temporarily in a different location, but all of that will be publicized well in advance, and we'll have a plan that will be rolling out in June.
Okay, and the preliminary budget, not a happy picture.
It is and it isn't. We are deficit spending $250,000, which concerns me as a superintendent. However, at the same time, those funds are being spent where they should be, which is directly on students and student services. As we look at adding a 6-12 principal, we brought back a full-time counselor. At one point, we were looking at reducing that position, but a full-time counselor, small class sizes, K-2, and small sixth grade math and English sections for next year. All of those things add up, and we're going to have to look at that long term and whether or not we can sustain that. However, the board certainly decided to go with a very student-centered budget. As we look at our preliminary budget, our final budget is adopted in June.
Okay, now you're not only looking for a 6-12 principal, but you're also going to need to find a new district finance administrative individual.
Yes, Cindy Carpenter-Straub, as a lot of you know, her and her husband Ed have opened up a restaurant down on 61. And with that comes a resignation in her position as the district finance administrative assistant. We certainly have appreciated her work in the district, I believe over 19 years. She's done an excellent job. Big shoes to fill. Because school finance, as I've mentioned several times, is very complex with a lot of intricacies that have a real impact. I mean, if we make mistakes in this area, it can have far-reaching implications. And we are excited about interviewing for that position, but it's also daunting. And we want to make sure we get the right person into that position.
Well, is there anything else we should be either concerned about or happy about?
Well, Weather, it can be concerning or it can be exciting. I guess it depends on if you have snowshoes, skis, or your summer swimsuit and other attire ready.
Has that been a problem for you with all the closings?
It has. And it's just, as everyone knows, it's just kind of weighing on everybody's psyche right now. Tomorrow, we have the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessments planned for some of our students. That's a concern with this another storm yet on its way. I would ask that, again, parents review their plans should we decide to have a two-hour late start tomorrow, because the system looks like it's fast-moving and could have potential to make the morning commute messy, but it appears that it will be moving out quickly. And so, again, please review your family's plans for, if indeed we need to do a two-hour late start, which is not being announced at this time, but if it does happen, it's just good to plan ahead.
Well, we will crawl our way in as best we can tomorrow to make that announcement or non-announcement, if that's the case. We've been speaking with ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Thank you very much, Beth.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good day.